Krisus, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6-3. Korbanos can be divided into two categories, a Korban Chova and a Korban Nadava. A Korban Chova is an obligatory offering, which one brings when he has the occasion to do so, a Chatas or an Ashen, like you described, or maybe even like the Korban Pesach and that kind of thing. There are also Nadavos, voluntary offerings, which come in two varieties, the Ola and the Shlamim. And you can bring an Ola or Shlamim 10 times a day, as many times a day, as much as you want. It's totally voluntary. That's a Nadava. Now, if you recall, back in the first Mishnah of the Perek, in 6-1, we had said, what happens if you have an Asham Talui and you discover after consecrating it that you didn't need to bring it because you confirmed that you either did or didn't do the Aver in question? So the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer back in Mishnah Aleph was, Yikrav, bring it anyways, She'im Eino Va'al Chet Zeh, because even if it's now not necessary for this particular sin because you confirmed the fact, Harehu, Va'al Chet Acher, will come for a different sin. So Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that the Asham Talui is an entirely voluntary, a Korban Nadava. Therefore, you can bring it as much as you want, as often as you want, in order to attempt to expiate any sin you might have done. On the other extreme, the Hacham and the Halacha is no, and the Asham Talui is a Korban Chova, it's obligatory, like other Korbanos Chova, like a regular Asham or a Chatas. You can't just bring it because you feel like bringing it. You only can bring it when you have the halachic obligation to bring it, and if not, then not. There's also a middle position, which is that it is voluntary, but only to the extent that you have a reasonable suffix that maybe you need to bring one to expiate for some kind of sin. You have some sin on the books. But if you almost for sure don't have a sin, so then you really can't. So it's still voluntary, but with some limits. So that middle position essentially would mean that, let's say, the day after Yom Kippur, you wouldn't bring it because you just got atonement to Yom Kippur. And similarly, you would bring just at most one per day because it's sort of unreasonable to assume that you've done a new sin 5 minutes after you just brought your last, you know, Asham Tali. So the three positions here. Now, the Mishnah says inside Reb Eliezer Omer, Misna Dev Adam Asham Tali B'chol Yom V'chol Shah Sheyirtze. Reb Eliezer says, you can volunteer to bring an Asham Tali every single day, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but every day you can bring korbanos that are private korbanos. V'chol Shah Sheyirtze, even throughout the whole day, you can bring it 10 times a day because he holds it's totally voluntary, no different than an Ola or a Shlamim. V'nikras Asham Chasidim. And says Reb Eliezer, bringing these extra voluntary Asham Talois, they're referred to as a Asham Chasidim, because a Chasid is someone who goes above and beyond the letter of the law, and this person's not obliged by letter of law to bring an Asham, but because he's afraid of some sin, he brings an extra Asham Talui just in case. Now, Amru Lav Al Bava Ben Buti, another Tana, Bava Ben Buti, they said about him, Shahaya Misnadev Asham Talui B'chol Yom, he would bring an Asham Talui every single day, chutz me'achar Yom Kippurim Yom Echad, except for the day immediately after Yom Kippur, because that day, presumably he just got atoned on Yom Kippur, he wouldn't need to bring it then. Yisiel says, b'chol yom. Now, Amar, Bav Mabuti said, ha'ma'on hazeh, I swear by this temple, iluhaya manichem li, if the rabbis in charge of what you can bring to the base of Mikdash would allow me, ha'isi mevi, I'd bring it even on the day after Yom Kippur, because I hold, like Reb Eliezer, that it's purely Nadava. You can bring it as often as you want, as much as you want. You don't need to have any reasonable, like real specific fear about a particular chet. You can just bring it just in case, just in case, just in case. Ella, Omrim li hamten ad shetikanes l'safek. The rabbis in charge, told Bava Mabuti, no, you can't just bring it any day and all day, every day, and it's not the day after Yom Kippur. Instead, bring it once a day if you want, because maybe you did a sin, okay, we'll allow for that. It's in a dava within those bounds, and not on the day after Yom Kippur, because it's not reasonable to assume you need atonement the day after Yom Kippur. The Chacham Omrim, but the sheet of the Chachamim, who the halacha follows, Ein mevi'in asham tali el al davar shezadono karas ushkaraso chatas. You can't bring an asham tali unless you've done something for which, if you actually did it, you have to bring a korban chatas, because it's the kind of thing which is it on Zadon is karas. If you do it on purpose, you get karas, but it's a shogeg, it'll get just bring a chatas, and you don't even know if you did it, as we described elsewhere in the perek. And the lacha, like I said, is like the chachamim.